Are you a little sore from yesterday, pet? I hope you aren't too sore. I didn't end up playing with you as much as I wanted. I especially didn't get to play with your balls as much as I had hoped for. That's why I hope you aren't too sore, because we'll be playing with those again today. Does that make you shiver a little, pet? 3 days of a little CBT. Don't worry. I know my lost boy can handle it. Especially when he obeys me so perfectly like he did last time. When he was such a good boy. Submits and listens to me. When he drops into subspace for me. When he melts for me. Feels good for me. Take out those shoelaces again. You are going to first loop it, just like we did before, folding it in half, holding the two free ends in one hand and the middle fold in the other, looping the free ends through the middle, slowly. You see that loop forming again? What does that loop do to you? Do you have any physiological responses to creating that loop now, after a few days of playing with it? I know I have a response to watching somebody do that. So now, once again, put both your cock and your balls in that loop and tighten it up. Make sure you cinch it snugly around the bottom of your balls toward your taint. Getting the hang of it? Good. Now, wrap each of the free ends around your balls in opposite directions. Just your balls. Not separating your individual balls, wrap the free ends around a few times each, and then tie them back together right at the bottom of your balls. Now just your balls are tied up. Now we get to combine the last two lessons. You may start stroking. After you give me 10 quick ball smacks, you can imagine me again, if that's helpful. Go ahead. Give me 10 quick ball taps. Good boy. Stroke slow for me now, pet. I really want you to savor all of the sensations today. Tell me, what did we learn recently? About tying up your cock and balls? Or in this case, just your balls as they strain against the bondage. We learned that more nerves are exposed, and that means more pleasure can be experienced. Keep stroking. Do you remember what slow is? Now squeeze your balls. Don't hurt yourself. Nice and snug. Feel how tight they are in their sac. Feel how they are straining. What did we recently learn about light CBT, pet? That a little pain wakes up the senses, makes the area feel more pleasure, right? Even the pain is a little pleasure in itself. Your body can't process pleasure and pain simultaneously. So it flips back and forth, back and forth. That's why people do this. Keep stroking. Give yourself 10 more smacks. Just like that. Did I see you kind of hesitate? That's okay. You are still obedient. Still my good boy. Feel how proud of you I am. Keep stroking. I never said stop. By binding your balls, stretching and straining the skin, we open up so many more nerves to feel pleasure. And by slapping them, we awaken them, making them more sensitive. Don't you love it when things come together so perfectly like this? Cock and ball bondage and torture. It's like a peanut butter and jelly. Just combining two simple ingredients on a couple pieces of bread, and you've got yourself an amazing sandwich. Speaking of which, I want 10 more smacks on your balls. No hesitation that time. Good boy. Now just lightly hold them. Gently roll them around in your hand. Really caress each of them as you continue to stroke. How does it feel? Did you answer me out loud? Are you forgetting your lessons already? How does it feel, pet? Good boy. Okay, now stop. Undo the shoelace and then stop touching yourself entirely for a few seconds. That's right. Just untie everything. No stroking. No bondage. Hang your shoestring over your shoulders again. You have those clothespins handy, right? Good boy. You know what to do with them. I want one on each nipple, but first, I want you to get them wet. Choose any finger you'd like to suck on. Put it in your mouth, pet. Get some spit on it. Lick it. However you want to get it wet. I don't care. Just as long as it's wet. Then rub that finger on each of your cute little slut buttons. Not for too long. Just enough to get them a little moist. No pinching or pulling or swirling required. I don't want your fingers spending much time there. That is what the clothespins are for. Now that they're wet, blow on them for me. Chilly. Now put on the clothespins. I'm sorry. No time to really warm them up, but we both know your slut buttons don't require a warm-up. Now get the shoelace again. Make the loop. Like we always have to start off. Take the two free ends in one hand and slowly pull it through the middle loop of the other. Once you see the loop start to form, you're going to put it around your balls. Just your balls this time. Not your cock. I want your cock completely free. Tighten the loop around your balls and cinch it on the bottom just like before. Now listen carefully. This is a bit more complicated. You are eventually going to make two figure eights around your balls to separate them. Take one of the free ends and bring it up over the top of your right ball, and then around the bottom of your right ball. Take the other free end and bring it up over the top of your left ball, and then around the bottom of your left ball. Both free ends should have formed a loop around each of your balls, and the ends should be at the bottom. Switch both free ends into opposite hands and repeat those same steps. Bring the free end in your right hand around the top of your right ball and around the bottom of it. Bring the free end in your left hand, originally from your right ball, around the top of your left ball and then around the bottom of it. Now tie them off under your balls. You should be left with quite a bit of shoelace dangling down. Right? Don't worry, we need that. You, darling, are going to grab onto those dangling laces with whichever hand you don't want to stroke with. Just grab it. Don't pull on it or anything. Not yet, at least. Start stroking your cock with the other hand. Stroke fast. I'm going to give you to the count of 20 to get to the edge. Do you think you can get there in that time, pet? Oh, did you say yes, Miss Wendy? Good boy. All the way to the edge. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, are you close? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, are you on the edge? Yes? Good. Then stop stroking and lightly tug on your balls. Don't come. Pull your balls away from your cock. Do you understand what you need to do whenever you reach the edge now? Good boy. All this bondage, all this obedience, all this submission is making me so wet. So I might just make myself come because I can. And you are going to stroke your cock hard and fast, relentlessly, because you like hearing me come, don't you, pet? And because I'm telling you to, and you like obeying me. Isn't that right? Good boy. But you are not allowed to come yet. So every time you reach the edge, you stop stroking hard and fast. And you tug on your balls until you come down off of that edge. Then you may ease up on your balls and continue stroking. Do you understand me? Good boy. Begin masturbating. All of this bondage. All of this torture. Your submission. Your obedience. Knowing you're not neutering your pleasure anymore. It's making me so wet. So I'm going to make myself come. Because I can. And you are going to stroke your cock from me. Hard and fast. Because you like hearing me come, don't you, pet? Hard and fast. Stroke. stroke pet. Oh, you're going to do it because I am telling you to, right? And you like obeying me, isn't that also correct? Oh, fuck. Good boy. But you are not allowed to come. Not yet. So stroke hard and fast for me as I touch myself. And every time you reach the edge, you must stop stroking and tug on those bound balls until you come off of that edge. Oh, fuck. Then you may ease up on your balls and continue stroking. You understand me? Hard and fast, baby boy. Oh, good. Good job. Knowing that you know what fast means. Oh, so hot. Knowing I'd hear you if I were there. Knowing that you obey me. Oh, fuck. Oh, such a good boy. Did you go hard and fast for me? Were you my good boy? Hands off. Shh, you did good. You did so good. Actually, go ahead and untie your balls. And then hands off. Feels so good. Go ahead and remove the clothespins too. Free your little slut buttons. I almost forgot about those. You're such a good boy, aren't you? Enduring all that teasing and torture, all that binding and unbinding, all that pinching and smacking. But it felt good, right? Tell me it felt good, pet. Oh, good boy. A different feeling than usual. A little uncomfortable at times, but still a good one, right? Not unlike denial. A little discomfort now for more pleasure later. And all you had to do was open yourself up to me and allow me to guide you to it. Good boy. Such a good boy. I think I'm going to make myself come again, thinking about what a good boy you are. No touching. you don't get to come with me, not today. Some of the boys do. The lucky ones. Oh, I know, you're such a good boy, but some of you love being denied, don't you? Oh, you do, you naughty, naughty boy. So I don't want you to come today, but I am going to come again. I'm going to come again thinking about your cock, about riding you, straddling you after you've been such a good boy for me, seeing how red your little slut buttons are because you're obedient. I'm getting close. I'm sorry you don't get to come, but hearing me come is enough for you, isn't it? Bet. It is. Such a good boy. Fuck. Oh, God. Fuck. Such a good boy, letting me ride your cock before I deny you. If you had a cage, I'd put you back in it. Fuck. Until tomorrow. Such a good boy for me. Go get cleaned up. Any pre-cum? You can taste it if you want. I gotta go get cleaned up too.